We're down to two teams. So for double points, what is the name of the purple Teletubby?
Tinky Winky.
You're both correct.
He always carried a
red purse. Ooh, I'm a rebel
just for kicks. Max is very competitive, as am I. It's one of the reasons I fell in love with him.
Oh, it's easy. He was an Incredible Hulk.
Eric Bana.
Other one.
Mark Ruffalo.
Other one.
Lou Ferrigno.
Primal Fear.
Richard Gere never played the Incredible Hulk.
Time.
Jesus Christ. Ed Norton.
Primal Fear.
Guys, what do you say we do this at my house next week?
This will be a game night to remember.
Oh, boy.
Tonight, we're taking game night up a notch. We don't need a board, and we do not need pieces.
We won't need any extra rudeness, either.
Someone in this room is going to be taken.
Oh, it's a murder mystery party.
Fun!
Whoever finds the victim wins the grand prize, the keys to the Stingray.
Just the keys?
No, Ryan, the whole car.
Oh, yes! I just want to wish you the best of luck tonight.
Bye.
Baby, hand me those matches. I'm about to burn this door down.
You're gonna light a fire in a windowless room that we're trapped in.
Why you gotta make my idea sound stupid?
You're not gonna know what's real and what's fake.
Is this gun real?
Oh, oh no, Annie.
Oh, no. Oh, my God, I shot you!
What the f-?
I've always enjoyed the camaraderie of good friends. Often we don't appreciate what we have until it's gone.
Oh, because your wife left you.
Idea. It's so crazy, it just might work.
You're gonna crash the car into the plane like Liam Neeson in Taken 3?
He did that in Taken 3, huh?
You missed it.
Thanks, baby.
This is instructions on how to remove a bullet. Hey. Didn't have rubbing alcohol, so I got you this lovely shard.
Good idea. Way to pivot.
What is helpful in country living?
Oh, that's for later. There's a corn chowder recipe. It looks really good. Oh, you love corn
sweet.
Chowder,
I do.
Huh?
Yeah.
Let's cheer
Thank
you up.
You. I'm going to watch 30 movies. A movie each day in June. Day 21 of year 8 of movie month. And the podcast will start soon.
He's going to watch 30 movies. Some good films and some lowbrow. Year 8 of Fans Not Experts Movie Month, and the podcast starts right now.
Year 8 of Movie Month, that much you already know. Year 8 of Movie Month, and now it's time for the show.
Happy Monday morning, everybody. It's 7:06 a.m. and I am going outside right now because I got up so very early this morning. I'm talking so I don't even know. Like put it this way: I set my alarm for 6, and my internal alarm woke me up like even early, like so much earlier, like an hour earlier, I was like, I was anticipating this day. And here I am this morning, finally here, talking about day 21, because guess what? I watched my movie already. We haven't left for Connecticut. We're not leaving for another hour. If not, well, probably like 8:15 or so. We're leaving, bringing my dog to daycare for the day, and then boom, out of here, off to Connecticut. And I did it. I watched Game Night. This is movie 21. I was, you know, I put all these plans in place in case I didn't watch my movie this morning. I have all this audio saved so I could put the podcast together through my phone. I have tomorrow already put together just in case we get home late. I mean, I went through every imaginable step yesterday because movie month matters to me. And there's no way I'm going to miss a day. And it happened. Movie month happened. I didn't miss a day. Moving right along. Finally saw the 2018 Jason Bateman, Rachel McAdam film, Game Night. And I remember just hearing good things about it the entire time. You know, the entire time. Over the years, it's been sitting on my list to watch. I pulled the trigger. I rented it. You know, I have this app on my phone that's called Google Rewards, and you take these little surveys, and it's like, hey, did you search this? Hey, do you like this? Hey, have you been here? I don't care if Google knows where I am. I don't care if they know what I look at. I don't give a shit. So, yes, I click, you get yes, you get 20 cents here, 30 cents there, 40 cents here, and it builds up over time. And then you can use it to rent movies. So guess what? That's what I use today to rent today's and tomorrow's movie, because tomorrow's movie's not on Netflix like I thought it was. And I finally watched it. And I loved it. It was great. It was exactly, I mean, I knew, I've heard good things. I knew it got good reviews. I knew, you know, it was just really a liked movie, but I thoroughly enjoyed it. Like the sharp writing, I feel like the sharp, witty writing of the guy who wrote it. I don't know. One of the directors who I know as an actor from Freaks and Geeks. I know he was on Bones for years. He's this kid actor who's one of the nerds. The three nerdy kids on Freaks and Geeks. It was him, Sam Levine, and then why can't I remember the last guy's name who was on Silicon Valley? And he played one bit role in the movie. He was running the early game night or one of the game nights in the bar. So it's basically, here's the story, just to give you a brief once over if you haven't seen it. Jason Bateman and Rachel McAdam, they're really into games, and they met actually at like a trivia night at a bar, fell in love, and they're just completely into games and game night. They get their friends together for game night, and one night they're getting their friends together, and Jason Bateman's brother, played by Kyle Chandler, who is awesome in this, comes over, and he lives the perfect life. You know, he's very successful, you know, rich and all this stuff, and he comes over and excuse me, he says, I'm planning game night tonight. We're doing a murder mystery. And this guy comes in, they start the murder mystery, then other guys come in, and it turns out that there's a real thing going on that wasn't part of the murder mystery. And we find out that Kyle Chandler really was living a double life. He was a phony, and he steals things, and he stole something for some guy and sold it to another guy that was supposed to be for another guy. And it was like they did a fun thing with this mix of what's real and what's not real, because it turns out that even the kidnapping at the beginning was also part of a fake game night staged by the next door neighbor, played by Jesse Plemons, who was awesome in this. And it was nice to see Jesse Plemons and Kyle Chandler together again. Last time I saw them together, Kyle Chandler was coaching Jesse Plemons on Friday Night Lights. If you haven't watched Friday Night Lights, what's wrong with you? So while that's going on, there is a very real crime going on. And Kyle Chandler thinks he's really been kidnapped for this crime that he did, for this Fabergé egg that he stole from a guy. So then Jason Bateman and all their friends go to steal the Fabergé egg to save Kyle Chandler, which really had nothing to do with either game nights. It just pulls realism into the movie. They go to steal this egg from this guy and bring it to save Kyle Chandler, but it turns out that the egg cracks. And then there's a WITSEC list, a list of people in the witness protection program inside. And I love that they don't care. Nobody cares about those people. Even Kyle Chandler at the end, like, it was pretty funny. It turns out that the people who kidnapped them, you know, who were holding Kyle Chandler at the bridge were part of just the game that Jesse Plemons put together. But then the real guy looking for the Fabergé egg showed up, which I don't know if that was just timing. I might have missed that, but it didn't matter. That was Michael C. Hall from Dexter. And then his goon was a guy from WWE, this wrestler guy. They steal Kyle Chandler for real with the Witsec because he swallows it. So they're going to take him on a plane, cut the Witsec list out of him. Rachel McAdam and Jason Bateman go and save him. And the greatest was at the end. Kyle Chandler goes, and that's how you do a game night. He goes, get up. And he goes, no, I'm just messing with you. Wouldn't it have been amazing if that was real. And then as the whole thing is really, like, the story is fun and, just little twists and turns, but it's really more about the characters in the movie. So you got Jason Bateman and Rachel McAdam. Jason Bateman, his is normal, like, he's quick, he's sarcastic, but Rachel McAdam is right there with him, like, every step of the way. They're very equal. But they're trying to have a kid, but Jason Bateman is a little stressed because his brother makes him stressed, so that makes his sperm count go down. At the end, the doctor's dating Kyle Chandler, which was funny. They have that going on, but then he's also like, maybe he doesn't want to have a baby. Maybe he wants to have his brother's life. Turns out at the end, he doesn't. At the same time, you have, two friends. One friend is the guy from the New Girl, which I never actually watched New Girl, but my wife did. So I've kind of been in the background of many episodes and just watched bits and pieces of many episodes. So he's one of the guys from that. And he's got his girlfriend or his wife, who they've been together since high school or junior high even. But then during a drinking game, they find out that she slept with a celebrity. They were on a break. And later she says it was Denzel. It was great because they show this guy and I go, that's Denzel. That's not Denzel. It kind of looks like him. And then she goes, look, I saved a photo. And the guy was really jealous about the celebrity. He couldn't stop thinking about it. And then when he saw it was this guy who she thought was Denzel Washington, he, like, everything was like, oh, I don't care anymore. Like, it was pretty funny. And then they have another friend who brings, like, Instagram model girls, like, basically ditzes to every game night. And he was hilarious because he's very stupid too, like very dumb. And finally he brings someone from work, this Irish actress who I know I've seen and stuff. She looks very familiar. But she is, she's like too smart for him, too good for him. And he's like, oh, I'm just here. We're just here as friends. But then he starts to fall for her, but she's not falling for him. But then at the end they are together at game night. But he was very funny with the models and even with this girl, like, cause he was so dumb. I don't know the guy. That guy I don't recognize at all. His name was Billy Magnuson. And if I've seen him in something, I don't recognize him in it. So I don't know what to expect from that guy. But it was just well... Oh, Bert, a fly in my face. Well put together. Oh, my goodness. It's 7:15. The alarm's going off. My wife will be awakening from her slumber any second. And she'll see I'm not there. Maybe she thinks the game night is afoot. And then they say the game is afoot. They said that in this, and that's one of my favorite lines, to say the game is afoot. Trying to think of what else. You know, I like little things, just movie nerdy stuff. I liked how they follow the car sometimes, where it looks like the camera is like almost attached to the car. It's so stiff. I saw that in Nightcrawler too, when the car turned, the camera turned with it. I like that. I like this tilt of focus or whatever it is, where it makes things look miniature because you shoot them in such a way that it's very sharp and you blur out so much of the screen that it looks like you're shooting these miniatures, but then when you zoom in you realize it's a regular, you know, it's real life, real size things. It's actual filming something. Little things like that. I've seen that in Photoshop. I don't know if that's what it's called, but I like that kind of stuff. These guys, this John Daly, is it John Fox Daly? I don't remember his name. I apologize. The kid from Freaks and Geeks, like, he's doing, like, he's like, making big movies and co-wrote Spider-Man Homecoming, like, that's, or wrote one of the scripts or something. I mean, the dude is, like, legit in the movie world now, which is, it's just funny to see when you see these TV shows from a million years ago, how many people have come out of that show, Freaks and Geeks. I thought that was pretty cool. Trying to think what else to say. I just couldn't. Anything Jesse Plemons said out of his mouth was very funny. The way he said it was very funny. It's just, I didn't know what to. When I remember, I think my brother told me that Jesse Plemons was funny in it. And I assumed he was going to be the goofy, like, whoa, like, crazy. I just assumed he'd play, like, this over-the-top, like, maybe, I don't know, wild friend. That's honestly what I was expecting. And he was completely the opposite. He was this, you know, like, this divorced neighbor police officer who's like, I knew I was in for something with him when they were trying to lie to him about having game night. Like, no, nothing happening there. But then he sees all these Tostito bags in their groceries. He goes, three Tostitos bags? And he says, yeah. They go, they had a 3-for-1 deal. He goes, like, 3-for-1? Why would the people of Frito-Lay, did he say the good people of Frito-Lay? I don't remember, but he said, why would Frito-Lay do that? Like, it was just very funny, like, the logic spinning in his head, like, why would Frito-Lay? And then later on in the credits, we see he got a letter back from Frito-Lay saying they do not, in fact, offer 3-for-1 deals. I'm trying to think what else. Also, Jeffrey Wright was in this. Like, I didn't see him credited, even in, like, the credits at the end when they were showing all these people. They showed Chelsea Peretti, who was, like, ran the game night. She does the company who does the game nights, but not Jeffrey Wright, who was, like, the actor who showed up from the FBI with their dossiers. I think I hear my dog. I'm not sure what else to say. This is a short one, I think, folks, because let me tell you. I watched my movie. I'm here podcasting about it. I got my Photoshops ready. I've done everything that officially makes a movie night, a movie month day, a movie month day. I said movie night. I'm thinking game night. And I did it so early in the morning, you haven't even had your Cheerios yet. Can you believe it? And now I'm going to go have a wonderful day in Connecticut with my wife, not thinking about movies, not watching movies at all for today. And then back tomorrow, we're back doing it one more time. I mean, again, one more time. Not one more time, because we have like 10 more movies. What are we? 21. Oh my God, we're in the final 10 right now. But this is the first one in a couple days that I haven't done in a car. I'm doing it outside. If you could, like, picture this. This is gonna blow your mind. I'm outside. I'm in my pajamas. The air conditioner is going. It's a beautiful morning. You can hear the air conditioner. You can also, I feel like a bird could attack me at any second. People are jogging. They're thinking, why is this guy in these pajamas, you know, talking into a little recorder with a Don King hair-looking wind. That's what I'm touching right now. This wind mask. And the question is, why am I still talking? Because I'm rambling. So, folks, that's it. Game night. Two big thumbs up. I laughed a ton. Very much enjoyed it. And that's with no coffee, no breakfast. I just went straight into the movie. Fantastic. That's for you, Chris. Just thoroughly enjoyable. Oh, Danny Houston was in it. Just for one little second, he played one of the criminals who they had a fight club. One of the friends, the dumb friend, kept talking about how he read that some people have fight clubs on game night with homeless people. And then this rich guy had a fight club. And he's like, it's real. So that was fun. And then one fun thing was at the end, like, they played charades at the beginning. And then at the end, he's trying to message something important to Rachel McAdam. And she goes, he goes, charade. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I just freaked out. There's a friggin' turkey in my yard. And he's coming. I don't know if he sees me. I don't know if I can hear it. You can hear him. There's a giant turkey, like, 15 feet from me. Hi, turkey. Turkey. Turkey, turkey, turkey. Okay, he's running away. That scared the hell out of me. okay, anyway, folks. Where was I? Oh, so they... that turkey comes through almost every day. They play charades at the beginning of the movie, and then at the end, he's trying to message Rachel McAdams something very important because there's a guy trying to kill them, and she's like, what? She goes, charades it to me. He goes, charades it to you? He goes, this is some full circle bullshit. Like, that was very funny because, you know, you think about movies and, oh, there's a callback. Did he say callback, full circle bullshit, or something like that? That made me laugh. It was, you know, it didn't reinvent the wheel. It just was sharp, clever, And it was well written. And the characters, all the actors, everybody was perfect. So, yeah, two big thumbs up from me on 2018's Game Night. And with that, I'm officially done. So, folks, I want to thank you for listening. Thank you for subscribing. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Geek Mentality. You can find me today at the Mystic Aquarium. If you're in the Mystic Aquarium area, come on by and say hi. Buy a t-shirt. You can find me on Facebook at Fans Not Experts. The website is fansnotexperts.com. And folks, if you're not following me on Letterboxd, I don't do much on there except list the movies, but you can find every Movie Month movie I've ever done without even going to the website. You go to Letterboxd, search Geek Mentality, all one word. You can find all my lists for all the movies for every Movie Month. For every movie month going back all the way to 2014, back when I was only 25 years old. Folks, that's it. I'm done. I'm rambling. The air conditioner's off, so I'm about to go inside. I'm about to put on some real clothes. I'm about to hide behind a tree because a car's coming by, and it looked really weird in the yard. Okay. Did I mention I'm shirtless? I don't think I mentioned that until now. Have that mental image in your mind. All right, folks. Until tomorrow, my friends. Have a great Monday. And you know what? Okay, I'm going to creep back to the house now. The turkey's gone. Movie month was a big, game night was a big success. And here is, the friggin' air conditioner. My theme song.
This is my podcast. I made it. Geek Mentality's what I named it. And I think you should listen and subscribe. Cause I'm kinda funny and awesome. I think that I'm worth your time. And I'm kinda handsome. My mom says, please listen and please subscribe. At least listen to this episode.
Fans Not Experts.